There's many different type of industrial control system and all kind of different architecture out there. But I'm going to talk about three different types. I also want to talk to you today about the MINI and ICSF check and how we talk about your architecture and how we look at how they are connected. And later, we'll talk about how we have FRIT and how we can do FRIT modeling. But today, we'll start with a standalone control system. For instance, this one might control an escalator, might have them controlling other things like elevators. This is the standalone PLC. It has an analog input, digital input and control, and it may not have much else. It's very simple as the logic that control the process. But now you see things like this becoming connected to the internet. That's because you might have more people doing different things, multiple things, and now they have to do more or with less. Getting the data from the things, maybe getting the remote access, and not having awareness about security. So there's this myth of the head gap. Many years ago, their system were truly air gap, but now we're getting more connectivity and more data from these devices that used to not have any connectivity. This myth of an air gap.